Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber McGee and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Before we hear tonight's story, Fibber puts a very interesting question to Molly.
Would you light a match to a pile of money, Molly?
Heavenly days, McGee. Where'd you get an idea like that?
Just came to me. Dramatizing a point, they call it. You know, trying to make people sit up and take notice by shocking them a little.
Well, I'm properly shocked, dearie. Now, what's it all about?
It's about the thousands of dollars that are lost each year because a lot of people don't know the few simple facts about their own Social Security. For example, a lot of young married folks don't realize that Social Security benefits can give them a good start toward a family protection program.
I guess what McGee has been leading up to is some plain talk on the new Social Security law. Plain Talk is the name of Prudential's 30-page booklet that answers all your questions about Social Security benefits.
Like how much will I get at 65? Do I get credit for the time I spent in service? Can my family and I lose our benefits?
And what's more, all these important questions are illustrated with some of the cutest baby pictures you've ever seen, outside of your own family.
You want a copy? It's yours for the asking. Just drop a card with your name and address on it to Fibber McGee and Molly, Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
Mr. and Mrs. McGee are just returning home from a matinee at the Bijou Theater. The seats were comfortable. Popcorn was fine. But as for the picture, Mr. McGee says...
Boy, what a wasted Sunday afternoon.
Oh, I didn't think so. I enjoyed the picture a lot, especially that Clark Winston. He's the handsomest.
I'd look good in an ensign's uniform, too.
Well, I will admit a uniform does do something for a man. I'll never forget how fast my little heart beat when I first saw you in your khakis.
It did, huh?
Oh, was I thrilled. It was worth all those hours I spent waiting.
Waiting?
For you to lace up those leggings.
Oh. They sure were a mess, weren't they? It's a wonder we won the war with all the time we spent...
Oh,
with...
I was talking about your Boy Scout uniform.
Oh, that. Got your keys?
Right here.
I still say that was a lousy movie. They sure pulled a fast one on the trusting public with that title. Torpedoes away. There wasn't one battle scene in the whole dad-ratted picture.
How would you know? You fell asleep when Clark Winston was graduating from Annapolis and didn't wake up until Porky Pig said, that's all, folks.
I never could stand a valedictory address. Porky Pig, they had a Porky Pig?
Right after the newsreel.
Dad rat that torpedoes away anyway. If that thing hadn't been so dull, I wouldn't have missed the cartoon.
It wasn't dull. It got rather exciting after...
What was it about?
Well, there was this captain, you see. He had it in for this ensign, Clark Winston. You see?
No, I mean the Porky Pig. Tell me about Porky Pig.
Oh, good heavens, dearie. It was just another cartoon.
Hey, did anybody go running through a brick wall? You know, like they always do with their arms out and they leave a people-shaped hole?
No, not in this one.
Well, did they put a firecracker in the wolf's mouth, tie it closed with a great big piece of adhesive tape and light a match?
No,
then...
McGee.
Well, what did they do?
Well, frankly, I don't remember. I kept thinking about poor Clark Winston. How close he came to death in that last scene, risking his neck by pulling the fuse out of that torpedo. The one that rolled over on that no-good Captain Craig's hand. The very same hand that had just signed poor Clark's dismissal papers dishonorably, discharging him from the Navy.
Molly.
Yeah?
Could we just forget about Clark Winston and torpedoes away?
What have you got against it? Just tell me one thing.
Well, aside from everything else, them guys who made that picture don't know anything about the Navy. It was all full of boners. Like calling port starboard and yelling stuff like, "Get below, I'll have you in irons for this." They don't say things like that anymore.
Since when did you become an authority on the Navy?
Well, don't forget the First World War, kiddo, the big war. Wasn't I one of the first volunteers they drafted?
Sure, but you were in the army in France.
And how do you think I got to France? I spent 12 days on a ship, and I know.
Oh, well, I beg your pardon.
It's okay. You didn't know. Now you take them ships they used in that torpedoes away. You know, them models in the storm scene? All that thunder and lightning woke me up.
Oh.
Them models all had the topside bulkheads too small. Notice the way them ships... And by the way, they call them ships in the Navy, not boats. Did you notice the way them ships listed fore and after? Small bulkheads, topside.
Hmm.
But now about the cartoon. Was it one of them kind of...
Grocery boy!
I want to find out about Porky Pig.
Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny. I'll take your grocery order, daughter.
Why, isn't there some mistake, Mr. Oldtimer?
Mistake?
Yeah, what are you doing here today? This is Sunday. Your market's closed on Sunday.
Say, now, this is Sunday. That's right.
Sure it is.
I thought there was something funny going on when I showed up for work this morning.
What do you mean?
Well, a couple of fellers was down there, said there was the new owners. They asked me to help them load up some trucks.
Uh-oh.
But instead of carrying the groceries out the door like we usually do, they had me passing the stuff out through the windows.
Oh, dear.
I gotta call the gendarmes and get back there, kids, before we run out of rutabaggers. I'll be out of work.
Heavenly days, McGee. Do you think we should phone the police?
Nah, he can handle it. Now, getting back to Porky Pig, what was the story about? Did that mean old wolf put on another disguise and try to get the kids?
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly. Listen now to a message that concerns the safety and welfare of every American.
This is Piper Laurie. Every generation of people grows up in a climate which influences it for all time. And ever since I can remember, there's either been war or the threat of war, which is referred to as prolonged international tension. Maybe this is the reason the civilian volunteers of the Ground Observer Corps mean so much to me. They stand guard as a support to our radar warning net, on the alert against an air attack which could be launched at any time against this country. The Ground Observer Corps, now about 370,000 strong, responded on the basis of our country's needs, not for money. For myself and for my generation, to the Ground Observer Corps, Piper Laurie says, thank you very much.
And then Porky and his pals put the bed spring under the chimney and yelled up through the hole, come on down, Santa, us little kids are waiting.
Yeah.
And then when the wolf took off his Santa Claus disguise and took his knife and fork out of his bag and tucked his bib under his chin and jumped down the chimney, whoosh! Up he shot again, clear out of the top and into the wild blue yonder.
No kidding.
And the last scene showed him hanging up on the very tippy top of that great big Christmas tree in the center of town, with all the little piglets dancing around and singing, Santa Claus is coming to town. Did you like it?
Yeah, that was swell.
Now drink all your milk and run to bed like a good little piggy.
How did you get in here, Fatso?
Your front door was unlocked and I heard you out here in the kitchen, so I just walked in.
Oh, Doctor.
What's with Porky Pig? You telling him bedtime stories this early, Molly?
No, we went to a movie this afternoon.
Yeah, and a worse picture I haven't seen since the great train robbery. Brother.
Oh? You should have gone with Miss Cuddleson and me last night. We saw a very good picture. Both enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah, well, you were lucky you didn't run across the dog we stumbled onto.
Torpedoes Away, it was called. Fast-moving, hard-hitting documentary sort of picture.
Are you kidding, Doc? That's the one we just saw.
It's the one I just saw, Doctor. He saw the first 15 minutes of it.
And the storm scene, don't forget that.
He fell asleep during Clark Winston's graduation exercises.
Oh, well, frankly, I had trouble staying awake during that part myself. But then once it got started, wham!
I don't know what you guys could have liked about it. To me, a clue to how good a picture is how correct their authenticity is. Now, like you take them boats, Doc. You know, the models they used in the storm scene?
Uh-huh.
The ones that listed for and after? Them bulkheads were too big.
McGee was in the Navy during the last war, Doctor, for 12 days.
Yeah, going overseas. But that was enough for a guy that he's a quick study like I am, and once he digests stuff, he holds on to it.
That isn't the trip overseas I heard about. Seems to me that you didn't hold on to anything that trip except the rails.
You know what I mean. Like you take that part where Clark Winston says, throw that line over starboard. Now, anybody who's real Navy can tell you that they never...
Yeah, we know, Admiral.
Well, I'm only trying to straighten Doc out that he thinks the picture was good. Mm-hmm. My gosh, no wonder them movie companies can get away with pictures like that because most people in the audience are like Fatso here. They don't know his hunky from his dory.
Know what?
You see... I guess that's understandable, though, because the way Doc's shaped, it seems hard to tell his bow from his...
McGee.
Oh, well.
That's enough Navy talk for one afternoon. We know you're an expert on the Navy.
Compared with them movie guys, I sure am. 12 days on that ship, and when we got to France, I was just as good a sailor as any guy aboard, because when I learned something...
I'll get it.
That's the phone ringing.
79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking. What? Oh, dear.
What is it, kiddo? What is it?
Oh, it's that quiz show on Marty Daugherty's Platter Party.
Huh?
We sent a card in for our chance at the $100 jackpot prize.
Yeah.
And they want to know if I'm listening to the radio.
Say yes, Molly. Say yes. I'll turn it on. There. It's on. Now, you won't be lying. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm listening to the radio.
Well, that's very fortunate, Mrs. McGee. As you know, this is quiz time on Marty Daugherty's Platter Party. Now, can you and your husband both hear my voice?
Yes.
Well, here's our jackpot question. Listen carefully now. You'll have 10 seconds to answer.
Boy, this is exciting. $100.
Quiet, will you, Flab? We want to hear the guy.
Ready?
Yes.
Now, you may discuss this with your husband, but only one answer between you. Now, your question is, which side of the ship is known as the port?
Oh? That's easy, McGee. Quick. Which side of the ship is known as the port? McGee!
Don't rush me. Don't rush me. I'm thinking hard. The front?
No, that's called the bow, numbskull. I thought you were in the...
No, I know. It's the right. It's the right. That's it. No, wait a minute, Molly. What is it? It's the left. Yeah, that's it. No, wait. Gee, I know that as well as I know my own name.
Look, Herman. Hurry up. The man is...
Yes, Mrs. McGee? Did you say something?
No, sir. I was talking to my husband. We're trying.
Your time is almost up. Would you care to make a guess?
Doctor, do you know...
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. McGee. Time is up.
Well, if that isn't the silliest thing...
But don't feel too badly. As a consolation prize, we're sending you and your husband 2 tickets to the Bijou to see that wonderful saga of the sea...
No, not that.
Torpedoes away. We're a little late, folks. Good night.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. This Tuesday evening, Jack Webb will be with you once again in Dragnet, in the famous role he created, that of Detective Sergeant Joe Friday. As you travel the streets of Los Angeles with Joe Friday and his partner Frank Smith, you get a realistic, first-hand look at the tireless work of a big city police department. It's always fascinating listening, so be on hand Tuesday night for Dragnet. And don't forget the many other Tuesday favorites brought to you by NBC. There's Lux Radio Theater, radio's greatest dramatic show, with a full-hour adaptation of one of Hollywood's outstanding motion pictures. And for laughs, there's People Are Funny, starring Art Linkletter, the great Gildersleeve, that pompous, lovable water commissioner of Summerfield, and our own Fibber McGee and Molly. That's day after tomorrow and every Tuesday night for Dragnet, Lux Radio Theater, People Are Funny, the great Gildersleeve, and Fibber McGee and Molly. It's the biggest Tuesday night in radio. Hear it on NBC.
Well, here it is, kiddo. I looked it up. The port side of the ship is left.
Well, when that man called and offered us $100 for the correct answer, that's what we got.
Hmm?
Left.
Oh. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the old-timer, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, and Jack Moyles as Marty Daugherty. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night, McGee turns private eye to solve a mysterious crime perpetrated on him. Don't miss a single thrilling episode in this exciting story. This is John Wall saying, I'll see you behind the door tomorrow night.
Join the great Gildersleeve for more fun in Summerfield tonight on the NBC Radio Network.